Meanwhile, happy to report that a woman who's been very busy helping so many people with her Impact 100 of Oakland County has been appointed by Governor Whitmer to be, I guess, to be chairman of the board for the Children's Trust Fund. I'm just finding this out about you, Amy Lepp, and I thought I knew everything about you.
Good morning, Paul W. Thanks for having us on this morning.
So nice to have you here. Suzanne Greenberg is here, too, Executive Director of the Children's Trust Fund. Suzanne, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Well, thank you so much, Paul W. I appreciate the welcome, and it's great to be on.
I want to know more about this whole Michigan chapter of Prevent Child Abuse America and CTF, the Children's Trust Fund that serves as a voice for Michigan's children and families and promotes their health, safety, and welfare by funding effective local programs and services that prevent child abuse and neglect. Obviously, an extremely important job, extremely important cause. Why don't you start us off, Suzanne Greenberg, as the executive director of the Children's Trust Fund, telling us more about it?
Oh, I would love to, and thank you so much for the opportunity. Our Children's Trust Fund represents over 100 programs that serve in the 83 counties in Michigan. So there are prevention programs that we support both financially and with technical assistance throughout our entire state. And we're really proud of the fact that no matter what county you go in, there are both primary and or secondary prevention services available so that all children receive those services. And they range everywhere from training that can be provided for professionals as well as parent education and support, and go right into the schools to teach children more about personal safety or things related to bullying or those types of messages that really work at the level of working before abuse happens. That's our focus, is we want to get to the children and families to hopefully keep those kids safe and really strengthen those families so that there is that positive, safe, happy, healthy childhood environment for every child here in Michigan.
Something for all of us to get behind. Thank you for that, Suzanne Greenberg and Amy Lepp. You're facilitating, funding, and supporting the prevention of child abuse and neglect through over 100 programs in all of our Michigan's counties.
Yeah, we're a very unique organization, Paul W. So Suzanne and her team are all state employees. And we do get a portion of our funding through a trust that has long been established, where we get to take a portion of that each year to help pay for the programs. Secondarily, we get money from the federal government that we're able to pull down. And then thirdly, it's private donations and fundraising. So that's one thing we'd make sure we want to tell you about today is our upcoming auction on September 28th. No charge to join, free to join us virtually. And we have some amazing gifts. I know Suzanne can tell you more about that. But we really rely on this annual fundraiser to make sure that we can provide even more programming and help and assistance throughout the state.
It is indeed, as you said, Amy, the premier fundraising. It is coming up September 28th. The PAM Posthumous Signature Auction is, I guess, with the silent auction component taking place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Through the 30th. Why don't you, Suzanne, tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, there are some amazing items. We have about 125 items in our silent auction, and those range from art pieces, gift certificates, wonderful experiences that you can't get anywhere else, or getaway trips and that kind of thing, something for everyone. But there's also some really amazing sports memorabilia, signed items that, again, very difficult or almost impossible to find elsewhere, and we're very honored to have many of those things. But we also have about a dozen really unique, once-in-a-lifetime kind of experiences in our live auction, which does take place on the 28th from just 7 till 8 p.m., and those items range from trips to Hawaii, stunning diamond bracelet, and a wonderful opportunity to have a back behind the scenes tour of the Fox Theater, and then an amazing dinner for you and a ton of your friends on the stage of the Fox Theater. And so, and then there's also a wonderful African safari, and gosh, Amy, what else am I forgetting?
I know the list is so long; it's hard to remember them all. We wouldn't have time to tell you about all of them, Paul W.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, here's what we. here's what we can tell people, that first of all donations are tax deductible, which is extremely good to know. And if you want to find out more or donate, you can visit the website, michigan.gov/CTF, as in Children's Trust Fund. Of course, always www.michigan.gov/CTF for Children's Trust Fund. Or you can call, this is easy, 1-800-CHILDREN, 1-800-CHILDREN. And you can get involved in the Children's Trust Fund. You've just heard what they're doing, as Suzanne Greenberg, the executive director of the Trust Fund, and Amy Lepp, the chairman of the board for the Children's Trust Fund, CTF, have just laid out for us everything that shows just how important this work is. Ladies, I salute you and I thank you on behalf of all of the children and all of the families that you're helping every day. And you've now given my listeners a chance to be a part of it with the auction, the 19th annual PAM Posthumous Signature Auction event coming up September 28th. Thank you so very much. Anything else I need to know?
Thank you, Paul W. I think you've done a fine job of helping us get our word out. We so appreciate that.
Amy Lepp.
Thank you.
And Suzanne Greenberg. Thank you both. It's 844 at WJR.